Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Walter Allen with the SYAA, Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, which is a mouthful every time I say
it.
Good morning. Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us today. And it's Christmas time, and you always have something cool going on at Christmas in your
Christmas.
Theater.
So Christmas is my favorite time of year. Yeah.
So tell me what's going on at the SYAA. What are the young folks got brewed up for Christmas?
Well, for the past 6 years, we've been doing a musical theater cabaret, and this year we're doing our sixth annual one. And this year the theme is called Christmas on Broadway 2. And what that means is basically it's a show that features some of your favorite Christmas songs that happen to come from Broadway, maybe introduce you to a new set of Christmas songs that come from Broadway, and a couple of old classics thrown in there as well. So if you're not in the holiday spirit yet, if you're still kind of struggling with that, this will get you in the holiday spirit. It will cheer you up and excite you and make you excited about the holidays. And if you are in the holiday spirit, this is going to just push you right over the edge and you'll be ready to go.
You're confusing me. So you're telling me that my favorite Christmas songs probably came from a Broadway play?
So many of the songs that we know actually were written for a Broadway musical. I mean, for example, White Christmas was written.
Bing Crosby, I remember
that. Bing Crosby, yeah. And I guess it debuted on the screen first, but eventually made its way to Broadway. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is Meet Me in St. Louis, which is the old Judy Garland movie, and then, of course, stage show. We Need a Little Christmas is from MAME, the Broadway production of that. Just tons and tons of Christmas songs come from Broadway musicals.
So if we didn't have these cool Broadway musicals, we wouldn't have those cool Christmas songs.
Exactly. And we celebrate that this year at our Christmas show. And on top of that, there's so many more modern musicals that are coming out that have some cool Christmas tunes in them. You have shows like A Christmas Story, the musical, which was live on television last year that has some great songs in it, like Counting Down to Christmas. And the musical Elf, based off of the movie that we all know and love, has a phenomenal Christmas song in it called Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingly, which we do a big production number out of. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you're doing this Christmas on Broadway coming up here over the next couple of weeks. You've got a bunch of shows, and we'll talk about that. But how do you get a group of kids ready to do, what do you got, like six or seven of these shows? How do you get the kids ready for that?
Well, we've been rehearsing for almost 7 weeks now, and we rehearse five times a week. It is a work of love and labor and passion, and they have been working their tails off, learning choreography, learning dances. We actually write a loose script that tells a little bit of a story. This year, the story actually parallels a chorus line. So it's a bunch of kids who get to go to Broadway to audition for a Christmas musical spectacular, and over the process of the audition, they tell us more about their Christmas memories, and that's how kind of the songs come to life on stage. So there's a storyline there. The kids are funny and entertaining, and it's just a blast.
Well, that's pretty neat. So the script, did you write it? Did you tie this all together?
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I get to write the script every year, and It's interesting because I don't write it until the kids come and audition, because what I do is I take the personalities of the kids and I put it into the script. So, you know, we take the quirks that each kid has. If there's a kid that's particularly sarcastic or a kid that's particularly caring, or, you know, we take their traits and write around them. And so the kids play these hyper stylized versions of themselves, and they have a blast doing it. So much fun.
This show, who would this be for? Is this a kid's show? Is this an adult show?
This is absolutely for everyone. You know, we have bright costumes and big dance numbers, and that's going to hold the attention of any of the little kids in the audience. And then the storyline and the singing is amazing, and the choreography, the kids are just spot on with it. So that's going to hold the attention of any of the adults that come. And it's just going to, it's a family event, and you just leave ready for a big family Christmas dinner.
Walter Allen is with us, the executive director of SYAA. It's Christmas on Broadway. Walter, you do a bunch of these shows, so when do you get kicked off?
When we actually, this show starts on Friday, December 7th, and we run that night at 7. We have two more shows that weekend, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Both of those are in the afternoon. And then we run three more shows the next weekend, two on Saturday and one on Sunday. So there's six chances to see the show. And you can find out those dates on our website at syaaonline.com, or you can call our box office at 318-812-7922.
So I need to ask you about your performers. These are all young folks. How young do you start these performers at SYAA?
Well, we actually have students who are as young as 8 years old. You know, of course, the majority of the performers and the majority of the showrunners in this, the ones who kind of tell the story, are a little bit older. We have some phenomenal high school seniors this year who are doing the show. Scarlett Branton, Samantha Womack, Alexandra Steffens, Kate Cole, Sierra Shoemaker, Mallory McMillan. They are all, you know, really just pushing the show along and have spotlight performances at some point in the show. And it's just a joy to watch them over the years.
Well, that sounds like a whole bunch of fun and a lot of work, but these things are fun to do too. The kids enjoy this, right?
I hope so. They keep coming back and doing them again, so I would assume that they have a little bit of fun along the way.
I mean, these things are always a lot of work, and you've got a whole kid cast. You've got a kid crew back there helping backstage.
Yeah. We've got just under 70 kids on the stage and about 10 more backstage running sound and lights and microphones and props and helping with costumes as well. I really feel like kids can do what you challenge them to do, and we challenge them to put on a, you know, great production, and they rise to the occasion.
What's coming up next after Christmas? You've always got something else in the bag.
Yeah, we audition mid-December for Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and auditions are on December 15th and 17th. More information about that's on our website as well. If you have a student between the ages of 8 and 18 and want to get them involved, that would be the next thing to do.
It's Walter Allen. Christmas on Broadway 2 at the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Walter, for folks to find out more about those show times and dates and to get tickets, what's the website?
Again, syaaonline.com.
To find out more, you can visit our website at kedm.org.